朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
最近和牧养团一起，我们来祷告分享我们定下教会的使命。
And so the shepherding team did come together to pray, to consider, to think about what is the church mission.
其中我们教会使命当中有一句就叫做代代相传。
And one of it, one of the components of this mission is such that there will be a legacy from generation to generation.
上个礼拜我们一起背诵的经文正好和这个相关。
The memory verse that we assigned last week is related to this.
我们一起来读一下吧。
Let us read this.
约书亚记十一章十五节，凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一样懈怠不行的。主要说 11:15 He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. 现在福音的棒交在我们手里面了，弟兄姊妹们。
Now the baton of the gospel has now been handed to us.
以后有机会我们要再好好的来讲代代相传。
In the future, we are going to press in on this notion that is going to be generation to generation.
但是我现在在这里可以和弟兄姊妹来分享。
But now I would also share it with you.
今天看北美的华人教会、西人教会，我们先不说。
And so let us look at the North American Church.
整个北美华人教会的状况。
Look at the state of the North American Chinese Church.
有的时候真的是让人担忧。
There is severe concerns.
有一个华人教会。
There is a Chinese Church.
几十年，大概二三十年以前。
About 20-30 years ago.
他们从一个已经很老很老人也很少的美国教会手里面几乎是免费把他们的教堂接过来。
There was an aging American church that essentially handed over to this Chinese church, the building.
就在前不久。
Not too long ago.
这个华人教会。
This Chinese church.
因为同样的原因。
For the same reason.
把这个教堂几乎免费的给了一个西班牙语的教会。
Had to essentially gave a Spanish church the building for free.
老实跟弟兄姊妹讲。
To tell you in full disclosure.
你可能听着觉得是夸张。
After you hear this, you may think, oh, that's just an exaggeration.
想到在二十年以后的北美华人教会。
But we are to think about what is to happen to the North American Chinese Church in 20 years' time.
有时候躺在床上睡不着觉。
There are times where I'm on the bed and I can't fall asleep.
就算是祷告心中就难过。
When I pray, there is a sorrow that wells up.
你可以说你试试，我不过是一个小仆人而已。
Maybe we will say, well, who are we? We're just each and every one of us, we're just a lowly servant.
但是弟兄姊妹，福音的使命今天已经交在我们这一代人的手里面。
But brothers and sisters, the commission of the mission has been handed to us.
我们是不是还能够原原本本的、忠心的把这福音的真理再传递下去给下一代？
Are we able then to be faithful and to be true, such that we will pass on the gospel to the next generation?
还是我们只是享受我们所得到的一切 quote unquote 福音的好处？
Or are we simply just enjoying the benefits or the good of the gospel that has been won for us?
过着舒适安逸的生活。
That we are living a comfortable life.
大家知道我们不传福音就有祸了。
But we do know that whenever we preach the gospel, trouble awaits.
现在多少教会已经开始老龄化或者进入前老龄化。
We see that there are many churches that have entered into either aging or pre-aging faith.
但是在教会外面却有那么多失丧的灵魂。
And yet outside of the church, there are many souls who are lost.
我这话可能有点重。
So maybe I am strong in my words.
有时候我就在想。
There are times where I think,
难道我们在北美，我们的华人教会要断送在我们这一代人的手上吗？
Is the future of, are we the end to the North American Chinese church?
如果这不够，我再多问一句话。
Perhaps that question of where's the next generation is not enough, now I'm going to ask another question.
刚才我们看到西方宣教士把福音带到中国来。
We see that the northern, the western missionaries brought the gospel to China.
他们到中国之前都是要写遗嘱的，大家知道。
And so if you did not already know, before they left their home, they all wrote their will.
不像现在有飞机飞来飞去。
So it's unlike what we have today where, flights are easy, come by easy.
拼了命把福音传给我们。
They do give up their lives so that they could bring the gospel to us.
今天我们真的是得了福音的好处。
Today we have reaped the benefits of the gospel.
在这13-14亿人的这样一个国度，
But then in a place of billions of people,
号称8000万基督徒，甚至有人说是1亿的基督徒，有多少个华人宣教士？
But how many Chinese missionaries are there in a place that's even saying that there is a 0.?
我们北美华人教会的条件最好。
Well, we as a Chinese church, we have the best.Advantages in terms of preaching the gospel.
我们又有钱，我们又有知识，有学问，我们有自由，至少现在还有自由。
We have money, we have knowledge, we have freedom.
我们有多少宣教士？
But how many missionaries do we have?
我们是 mission church.
We are a mission church.
我们做了多少 mission 的工作？
How much missional work have we done?
昨天晚上有姐妹到我家来领圣餐，拿圣餐。
There was a sister who came by to pick up the communion elements.
她说是不是这个印度人在过节？
I'm saying that, oh, are the Indians celebrating something?
我说是，好像听在外面噼里啪啦响，大家有没有听到？
So maybe some of you have heard some of the celebrations and it was indeed festive.
然后我探探头，我们那个街上面好多印度人都在那放那个花呀，那个，我也不知道是在做什么。
And so I was out and I saw many Indians in my neighborhood who were out on the streets and they were celebrating.
然后到网上一查，原来是他们叫排灯节。
And so after I got online, that's when I found out that, oh, yesterday was Diwali.
连着五天是他们最隆重的节日之一。
That this is a festivity that's going to last 5 days.
对他们来说象征光明战胜黑暗。
And to them it is it represents the triumphOf light over darkness.
听着不错，你再仔细一看，是他们的那个偶像，他们的那个神，光明神战胜黑暗神。
And so on the surface, you might think, oh, that sounds great. And if you go further into the details, you know that they're talking about their God of light triumphing over the God of darkness.
宣教工厂无处不在。
We see that the harvest field is everywhere.
主耶稣。说庄稼已经熟了，原文是庄稼已经发白了。
And so we see that in the original description of the fields is that the grains have turned white, they are ripened.
因为当这个小麦的穗子的顶端一发白的时候，离这个最佳采收期就是1-3天的时间。
And so when there is a harvest that is ready to be harvested, once you see the white come on,It's about day 2-3 before that happens.
所以当他说发白的时候，我们立刻要准备好，马上要去采收，要抓住这个机会。
And so when Jesus says it is already ready for harvest, that we have to be ready.
从2000年到2010年，我们今年又要做人口调查，10年一次。
And so we are having a census again. This is a calculation every 10 years.
在十年以前到2010年为止，十年当中，我们北卡的亚洲人的人口增加了85%。
So about 10 years ago, between 2000 and 2010, there is a growth of 85% in terms of Asian American population.
整个美国南方最快，全美国排第三。
And so we are the fastest growing rate in the southern states, and we are the third fastest in the whole country.
不用说大家也知道，主要的增长至少之一就是在我们北卡地区。
So we don't have to say much, but we do know that much of the growth does happen here in North Carolina.
而我们北卡，我们这个三角地区又集中在凯瑞，特别是西凯瑞。
And it's very specific to this triangle area, and within this triangle area, we see that it's also specific to the Cary region.
他们在等着我们把福音带给他们。
The souls are waiting for us to bring the gospel to them.
我在神学院读书的时候，有一次 chapel 听到一位宣教士分享一个真实的故事。
So when I was in seminary school, I heard a sharing from a missionary.
一个宣教士到菲律宾，他们有很多的土著的部落，到一个氏族当中去传福音。
And so this missionary went to the Philippines and went into one of the indigenous tribes.
整个一个部落在那里安安静静的听，听完以后大家都不说话，就等这个老族长讲话。
And so all the tribal members were listening intently and in silence. And after the preaching was over, they were still in silence, waiting for this patriarch to speak.
老族长说太好了。
So this patriarch said, this is wonderful.
我们要信耶稣。
We want to believe in Jesus.
宣教士带整个这一个部落村，这个整个村子都信了耶稣。
And so the missionary led the entire tribe to Christ.
啊，那你想，如果你是宣教士，高兴不高兴？
And when you think, coming from a point of view of a missionary, will you be happy, will you rejoice or not?
欢喜快乐，荣耀归主，对不对？
You'd be such joy, you're such glory to God.
这时候老族长又讲话了。
But at the same time, this patriarch began to speak again.
他说先生啊。
Said Mister.
这福音太好了。
This gospel is wonderful.
你把神的爱把耶稣带给我们。
That you brought God's love, you brought Jesus to us.
可是你怎么才来啊？
But why did you just come?
你怎么才来啊？
Why did you only arrive only now?
他只是是。村口那些埋着死人的那个坟墓。
And at the entry into the village is the cemetery for all those who have passed on.
他们怎么办啊？
Like, what about them?
怎么才来啊？
Why did you just come?
趁着还有机会。
If we are to seize the opportunity,
我们赶快多做主工。
That we are to do God's work.
虽然是疫情艰难不容易。
Even though the pandemic does pose a very real challenge.
我知道很多地方本来有的职堂的计划怎么因为疫情都要延缓。
I do know that there are many places, even though they also had plans to plant churches, they too had to slow down their plans because of the pandemic.
也可以理解，弟兄姊妹，可以理解。
It's very understandable.
但是另一方面这个时候更是让我看到这个紧迫感。
Yeah, at the same time, it does instill in us a sense of urgency.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
感动我们西凯瑞的弟兄姊妹们。
That he has moved, these brothers and sisters to go into West Cary.
回应神的呼召说我们来了。
That they are responding to God's calling to say, we're coming.
The fields are white for harvest.
所以我们看见庄稼熟了。
Sometimes we will think that there's still time, there's still time.
所以有时候我们讲说还有时间，还有时间。
But God is telling us the time is now.
可是上帝告诉我们说现在就是时机了。
In 1817, in Chicago, there's a great church and a great preacher by the name D.L. Moody.
在1817年的时候，芝加哥有这么一位著名的讲员，他叫做穆迪。
And on Sunday, October 8th, D.L. Moody, like his regular schedule, was preaching at his church at the evening service.
那在一个傍晚的一个聚会当中，穆迪牧师他照常的去到教会。
He's an evangelist, and he always gives out the gospel.
他是一个布道家，所以他每次传道的时候，一定是会宣讲福音。
At that night, it's like the same. His preaching very powerfully and giving out the gospel.
那一天晚上同样的他继续以大能大力来宣告福音。
And at the end of service, somehow he felt that he's not going to give an altar call that night.
可是那天晚上他有心中有感动说不会做一个宣召。
So he spoke to the congregation, there's a lot of seekers present.
所以他告诉许多的在场的长辈们。
He said, I'm not going to give you an invitation tonight, but come back next Sunday.
他说那今天晚上我不给你们我就不会做一个宣召那下个礼拜你们再来吧。
You heard the gospel.
你已经听到福音了。
You have 1 week go back to think about it.
你有这样一个星期的时间你可以去思考。
And come back next week. I hope you are going to make a decision to follow Christ.
然后你可以做一个决定希望说下个礼拜你回来的时候你就已经愿意来跟随耶稣。
And after his words, the bell ring.
他话才刚说完就听到有钟声响起。
The Great Fire of Chicago started.
那芝加哥大火就在那时候也就开始了。
People start to spread out.
那
dispersed.
大家都开始慌张的逃跑。
And we knew that this rapidly spreading fire killed approximately 300 individuals.
那我们知道从历史的记载知道说共有300个人在那样一个迅速蔓延的这个大火当中丧命
and destroyed roughly 3.3 square miles of Chicago
并且使得芝加哥绝大部分的地区受到严重的破坏
and left over 100,000 residents homeless
并且有超过10万的居民变成无家可归
If you visit Chicago downtown today
如果你今天去芝加哥的那个市中心的话
People will tell you the only standing building is a firehouse there's a stone firehouse stand there the only building left
他们说就其实所有的建筑都被烧尽了只剩下这么样一个算救火局它是用石头所建造的一个建筑依旧是屹立着
And after this incident
经过这件事件
Chicago has changed
整个芝加哥进入了一个改变
If today you go to Chicago you know that it's a modern day architecture's dreamland to test out their new design
那这样说芝加哥变成了今天很多建筑师很喜欢的一个尝试新设计的一个地方
And D.L. Moody has changed
穆迪自己本身他也经历了他自己的改变
Since then, he always shared with people, he said, I'm not going to let people to wait another week anymore.
他说我从此以后我不会让人再继续就有这样一个星期的时间去做等待。
The fields are white.
他说这庄稼已经熟了。
And the time is now.
这时机也就是现在。
Today's message and our church theme, the fields white,
今天的信息以及我们教会今年的主题
It's not just for the CCMC Carey
不单单只是为了凯瑞堂
It's for all of us, is that right?
也是为了我们所有每一个人 不正是这样吗
We cannot say the fields in Carey are white
我们不能单单只说哦，在西凯瑞的这样一个合场已经熟了
How about Durham?
可是那德汉呢
How about Chapel Hill?
那教堂山呢?
The entire triangle area.
那三角区呢?
And how about North Carolina and America?
那北卡呢? 那美国呢?
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们,
Just like just now we shared.
就像刚才我们所分享的,
The Lord gave us a mission.
主赐予我们这样一个使命,
To spread the gospel.
要宣告福音,
To every nation.
给万国万邦
to every individual
给每一个人
if COVID-19
如果新冠疫情
can give us some benefit
能够给我们任何一点的优势或好处的话
it's a reminder
是一个提醒
that every moment people are dying
也就是在每个时刻都会有灵魂失丧
Remember the video no, in Wuhan, Hebei province?
我们可以回想一个有关武汉 就河北武汉的一个视频。
I remember in February, you know, people including myself, we were really scared. People walking on the street and suddenly they fell down and died.
我们记得说，就是在二月的时候，我们其实开始感到有一种惊慌恐惧，因为就看到视频里面有人走着走着就倒了，就死了。
Now, how long are we going to wait to share the gospel?
那我们难道还要等待来传福音吗？
And I really hope and I pray.
我这样的祈求祷告。
The speed of our Christians spreading the gospel can be as fast as the germ and the virus spread COVID-19.
我们传福音的速度，就正如这一个新冠疫情的蔓延的速度一样快。
Or,
甚至
at least,
至少
like in this world, the sin.Spreading into people's heart and life.
至少是比美罪在人生命中蔓延的速度。
And the Bible says, 趁着现在还有机会。
在圣经里面所讲到的是 the time is now.
When we still have this opportunity.
当我们还有这样的一个机会的时候。
Tell the good news.
宣告这样一个好消息。
To people around us.
对于我们周遭的人
It's not like every Chinese in the community already heard the gospel.
也不见得说我们在群体里面每一个华人都已经知道听见了福音。
It's not like everyone that comes to America and not automatically they heard the gospel, no matter Indian, Spanish, or people from other nationality.
也不管你是西班牙人、印度人，也不是说你一进入美国你就马上会听见福音。
The task is given to you and me.
这传福音的任务是交给了你和我。
And I believe, most likely, we don't have much time left.
那我自己本身相信，很可能我们其实没有剩多少时间。
Notice Justice Samuel Alito, one of the Supreme Court justices.
那我们可以看到大法院的其中一个法官。就是 Samuel Alito 法官。
Recently, he gave a very powerful speech at the Federalist Society.
他最近做了一个非常强而有力的演讲。
He's a devoted Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
And he's a conservative judge.
他也是一个偏保守派思维的一个大法官。
Which means he's loyal to the Constitution.
也就是说，他其实是遵守着我们宪法。Thank you.
And he said, in America right now,
他说在美国，也就是现在，
a lot of freedom are in jeopardy.
有许多的自由其实已经面临了危机。
Freedom of speech,
包括了言论上的自由，
academic freedom,
甚至是学术上的自由，
and religious freedom,
以及宗教上的自由。
Right now in America,
现在的美国
If you are still true to your belief, to Christianity, to the Bible,
如果你还是忠于圣经，还是忠于基督教信仰
，and you speak out what you believe, you speak out your value, the traditional value rooted in the Bible.
可是如果你宣告这样一个传统的一个价值观的时候
，because of political correctness,
可是因为有这样一个所谓政治正确的一个气氛。
Very likely you are going to be persecuted here or there.
不管你是在这里或那里，你应该很容易的会面对这样一个逼迫。
It's already happening.
而且这已经开始发生了。
And the Supreme Court justice is giving out the warning.
而这样的一个大法官已经开始发出了这样一个呼吁警告。
Before long in America.
不需多时，在美国。
Will be like in Canada or even worse, Europe.
我们很可能就会转向现在加拿大的一个现况，甚至是像欧洲的这样一个光景。
And I've shared with brothers and sisters.
那我已经有跟弟兄姐妹们分享
，including last Friday a Duke Fellowship.
包括和杜克团契。
In my previous church, we have a brother who changed his job and work in Germany.
我在之前服侍的教会有一位弟兄，他现在是在德国。工作。
And you know, Germany, they have their national church, which is Lutheran church. They have their national religion.
那在德国的话，他们有路德会作为他们的国教。
But sadly, the church is not true to the gospel and the Bible anymore.
可是其实在德国的路德会已经不忠于圣经，不忠于福音。
And my brother told me.
我这样一位弟兄告诉我。
The only reason we can still preach the true gospel and preach every word in the Bible.
他说我们之所以还能够宣告圣经里的每一字每一句
It's because we are a Chinese church and we use Chinese language and the Germans they don't understand.
是因为我们是华人教会我们所宣告的管道是用华语所以德国人听不懂
If we use their language and they understand that we are preaching against sin.
那如果我们是用德语的话而且并且我们所做出的宣告是针对罪的话
The church will be in huge trouble.
那教会其实会陷入一个很大的窘境。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
since we still have this opportunity,
我们既然还有这样的一个机会
compared to this speaking freely preach the gospel,
相对来说我们还有这样的一个自由能够宣告福音。
Be bold.
那我们要胆敢。
And go out.
我们要出去。
And bring people to Christ.
我们要领人归主。
Bring them into church.
带他们进入教会。
To the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
能够进入这样一个能够拯救他们灵魂对于主耶稣基督的认识。
And in this year,
今年
if we can draw a conclusion, something else, another conclusion.
今年或许我们也可以有得到另外一个结论。
We can see that this world is definitely not the world of Christ.
我们可以看见说这个世界确实不是基督的世界。
It's more and more sinful.
是越来越有罪恶。
It's in a bigger and bigger mess.
是越来越混乱。
And people are in hell.
而我们身在地狱中。
Now, let's look at another verse in the Bible.
让我们来看圣经里面的另外一段经文。
Our church theme is 庄稼熟了。
我们教会的主题是庄稼熟了 time to harvest.
I don't know if you realize that in John chapter 4, the theme passage we just read at the beginning.
我不知道说在座的你们知不知道就是我们在约翰福音刚开始念的时候。
Actually it says, 庄稼已经熟了。
在那里所说的是庄稼已经熟了 The fields are already white.
There's two words difference.
可是那里确实有两种两个文字上的差异。
But here, in the book of Joel,
可是在约珥书
the exact same four words in Chinese appeared.
我们可以看见说在中文的翻译当中约珥书跟约翰福音里面是用同样的一个形容
But it's a warning
是一个警告
Oftentimes we think the harvest is white then go spread the gospel and let bring people to the Lord Yes
很多时候我们想说确实是田里已经发白了那我们就去传福音
But read at this passage
可是我们在看这样一个经文的时候
The imminent judgment
已经临近的这样一个审判
and doomsday
以及末日
is closer and closer
是越来越接近了
put in the sickle for the harvest is ripe
开镰吧因为庄稼熟了
come go down
践踏吧
for the wine press is full and the vats overflow
因为酒渣满了酒池看不清酒渣酒池满溢
For their weakness is great.
他们的罪恶甚大。
And here, the Lord put the harvest ripe together with the wine press is full, and then said, their weakness, their sin is great.
我们这里看见说主有一个对或者说经文里面有一个对比，一方面说庄稼熟了，另外一面说这酒池已经满溢。
And I believe that's a vivid description.Of the world right now.
这对于世界是一个再清楚不过的一个形容。
And then at the end, for the sake of time, I'm only going to read the highlighted, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
那如果我们看约珥书第三章十六节的后半段的话，我们看见说耶和华却要做他百姓的避难所，做以色列人的保障。
The judgment of the Lord is coming, but also He gives a wonderful promise.
虽然说他的审判临到，可是耶和华也给了我们这样的一个应许，也就是他本身会是我们的避难所。
But I dare not to say.
可是我不胆敢这么说。
Okay, I have a shelter.
我既然已经有了一个避难所，一个保障。
The judgment is coming, I know.
那既然可是虽然说审判将来到。
And I'm going to be fine.
可是我将会是安然无益的。
No, we are going to answer the Lord.
可是我们还是要向耶稣做向主做一个呈报。
Where are the other souls?
那其他的灵魂呢？
And we're not only harvesting, we're sowing.
我们不单单只是要收割，我们其实也有撒种。
And we work together.
我们是一同来做这工。
Just now we read John 4, verse 35 and 36.
那刚才我们念的是第35、36节。
And 36 says, both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
这里约翰福音四章三十六节里面讲到说，那撒种跟收割的是一同快乐。
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。